The Waswaganeen Ojibwe village has been a popular cultural site on the Lac des Flambeaux Indian Reservation, but last summer vandals broke into the village and set it ablaze. Five teenage boys from the area, all non-Indian, were later arrested. According to a criminal report, the youths had been drinking and talking about how much they dislike Native Americans prior to the break-in. Nick Hawkins is a Lac des Flambeaux tribal member who owns the village. He remembers what he said when he finally met the suspects in custody.
What you did that evening keeps minorities in this country second-class citizens.
Hawkins says given the thousands of dollars worth of damage and the racially charged nature of the act, many people have urged him to use the full brunt of the law against the vandals. But Hawkins says he could drop charges if the youths agree to undergo drug and alcohol counseling, examine their views on Native Americans, share their findings of elementary and high schools, and do community service on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation.
Looking at all five of the boys across the table, I said, all my life I've had people like you that have been, in one way or another, quite negative toward me and my whole people. I said, if you have a felony charge, burglary and arson, you're not going to have a civil service job. You're not going to be a fireman or a policeman or a lawyer. Chances are you won't get into medical school or any of these things with this type of record.
Hawking says his offer will give the boys more of a chance than jail time. The youths have until May 8th to accept or reject the deal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.